all the time. Good.
Can you believe I put it up yet?
What's she laughing about? Why don't y'all do me a favor? Just everybody slide down 3 seats. Is that a good? It's just a good slide down this way. You know why. Krista, just slide around on this side here. My hair is all crazy. I sprayed it. Do I have to lick it, spit in it, and go get some water for it? Amen. Huh? Is that better? Life goes on, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I guess, Jesse, you're just going to get close and I'll stay in the same vicinity. Just get from that chair to this chair. That way you don't have to be up there forever. Is that good? Or you want to film? You feel like filming or you want to stay out? Okay, that's good. Y'all slide down a little bit more to help us out here. Amen. Yeah, look, you can only see three anyhow, so you can have this whole room full and it won't look the difference, but these seats, if as long as you got this little section here, you're okay. Amen. Isn't that a trip? That's how it works. As long as you got that little section there, you're okay. And it seems like on nights like this, you could have anything. Everybody going to sit over on that side to the back corner. It's like somebody told them or something. Like how do they know? Do y'all know that, for instance? Is that why y'all do that? Can I keep y'all till 9:30? Is that okay? You know, that way if I go, amen. Tell me when we're ready, Sister Crystal. Amen. Glory to God. She said, 1 second. Amen. Hallelujah. Feel good. How about y'all? I had a headache today. Can you believe that? But it's gone now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Scary stuff. Everybody say it works. Say it again. It works. One more time. It works. I can't hear anybody on that. This thing sounds terrible too. Say it works.
It works.
Okay. Praise the Lord. You going to help me? What have we been talking about? We've been talking about the mouth, right? And confession. And Sunday morning we learned that everybody needs to do, before you can even get a good confession. If you want to improve your life by mouth control, how many of you know that your mouth, we've learned that your mouth does affect your life. Your mouth affects your life more than you could ever imagine. And just by doing mouth control, one of the things that we can do in mouth control is, one, shutting up would just make things better for everybody. Amen? And also for yourself. But tonight we're going to go a little bit deeper. That's great, Brother Jay. You can come on and help us here. Amen. Because we want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And we want to be able to rejoice in the right time. Everybody say, the trained tongue. Say it one more time. The trained tongue. You can change situations around with your confession. You can stop negative things from happening carrying on as long as they need to carry on. You know, the devil will usually throw anything out there. He'll tempt you with stuff. And I believe that temptation is coming to get you to make the wrong confession. And then they get to hold on a little bit longer. You get faced with some things. Anybody got faced with emergencies or crisis, you know, that would cause you to get alarmed or cause you to get upset? Well, when those things happen, one of the things, when you realize that your tongue is a powerful weapon, so say the power of the tongue. Everybody point to your mouth and say, there's power in this thing. When you realize that you have power in your mouth, you're really going to watch the way you use it. Amen. So in negative times, one of the things you're going to do is you're not just going to run your mouth when you're upset. You're not going to run your mouth when you're stressed. Amen? What's the best thing you can do in those times? Shut up or quote a good scripture. Amen? One of the things that we can learn about people in Psalm chapter 39, verse 1. Let's go there. My clock up here says 8:35. So we're looking good time-wise. Amen? No, that clock is wrong. Right? Brother Jesse is going to tell me to shut up at 9:20. Okay, promise? Actually, 9:15. You can just start going like that. Amen. Psalm chapter 39, verse 1. To the chief musician, even to Judah, a psalm of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. So he said, I'm going to take heed to my ways. Everybody say that real loud and clear, like we got 1,000 people in here. Come on. I will take heed to my ways. Well, God wants us to look at those things. Amen. He says, that I may sin not with my tongue. Now, a lot of us are going to get out there and we say, well, I'm not going to sin, you know, going to the wrong places. I'm not going to sin by getting in a sexual relation with somebody I don't have any business getting in a sexual relation with. Amen. We think about sin, we think of all the big ones that really take people out. But we never really think of the sin of the mouth. Did you know you can sin with your mouth? Did you know you can sin with your mouth? Well, think about this. Satan, or Lucifer, was kicked out of heaven, not because of what he did, but because of what he said. Satan said, I shall be like God. And he got kicked out. So the sin of the mouth, amen, started some stuff, didn't it? It really messed his life up, didn't it? He ran his mouth too much and got messed up and got kicked out of heaven. So we understand that the confession of our mouth makes a big difference. Amen? Amen. So he said, I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Now, that means that at different times you're going to get people that get out there with loose lips and do all kind of crazy stuff, right? Someone say, keep it. That means you got to look out for your words. Someone say, keep. Remember it said a bridle, how we put a bridle or a bit in a horse's mouth? That if we can get that bit in that horse's mouth, we can turn that horse or that mule wherever we want him to go. We can control his ways. So this man said, I will take heed to my ways. That means he's going to watch which way he goes, and he can watch which way he's going to turn in his life based on what he says out of his mouth. A lot of us, we want to go a long way with God, don't we? We want to go with our ministry. We want to go with our lives. We want to succeed, don't we? Well, he said, listen, if I want to go the right way with my life, I'm going to have to go the right way with my mouth, because my mouth, listen, my life steps, or my feet will walk in the paths that my mouth run. Now, let me tell you what, if your mouth is always talking a bunch of trash, guess where your paths are going to be? Through the junkyard, with trashy people, amen? Whatever you speak out of your mouth, you're going to have to walk through. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we had a guy, Maceo Smith, that came here and gave us that wonderful illustration about perfume. How they said they used to spray perfume, right way to get perfume or cologne on there is they spray it before them, and then you go walk into the perfume or the spray that you spray, right? Well, it's the same way with your life. A lot of people's lives stink because they don't know how to put the right stuff on. Whatever you speak is what you're going to walk through and wear. You want to say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So a lot of us have got a bunch of stinky lives, a lot of messed up lives. We're wearing funk and crud all over us because all we're doing is talking. And whatever we talk, we're the ones that are going to walk through. Amen.
Amen.
Our talk.
Amen.
Some say walk what you talk.
Walk.
You are going anyway. You're going to do it anyhow. Amen. So it says, listen, I will keep my ways that I sin not with my mouth. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. So say people that are tempted or prone to get off. How many of you know you got people that they're easy to get off? Not very few people that you meet in your life are going to be, let's go do the will of God today. How about that? How many of you got those kind of friends call you up on the phone? Hey, hold on. We're going to go do the will of God today. We're going to make it happen today. Today, let's stay in prayer all day long. Woo, I feel like doing something good for Jesus. We're going to be tempted to do good. How many got those good tempters out there? Not many out there, do we? But we got a whole bunch of people that are going to be knocking at our door, doing all kind of stuff. Amen. Somebody say, that are looking forward to getting you off track.
Amen.
Somebody say, what do you do when you get those people around you that are tempted to get you off track in decisions or with what you do with your time or what you do with your mouth? Whenever you find people that are out there tempting you to go the wrong way, somebody say, what do you watch? I tell you, more importantly than watching your back, you better watch your mouth.
Amen.
There are a lot of people in trouble right now, amen, because they got around wicked people and they were thinking, I just got to watch my back. No, watch your mouth, amen, because that's what's going to get you in trouble.
Amen.
So say, look out.
Yeah.
It says Proverbs chapter 10, verse 32.
How many of you want to be righteous? How many of you want to be righteous, walk this righteous life with God and receive the fruits of righteousness? Well, one of the things that we have to pick up about righteous people is that righteous people aren't just people that are always out doing good, even though we do get to do good. They just aren't all the nice people. If you want to be righteous, the Bible says one of the characteristics of a righteous person, the Bible says you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. You ever heard that? You know a tree? What kind of tree it is by the fruit it bears? There's a wonderful scripture I love. Amen. Usually quote it kind of crazy. Amen. Somebody said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart, doesn't it? So whatever you got on the inside of you in abundance, amen, your mouth's going to talk it out, isn't it? Amen. So you can really what people are on the inside is what they are. Not what they look like on the outside, but really, their heart is truly what they are. And the only way you can discern someone's heart is by listening to what slips out of their mouth. Certain people let stuff slip out of their mouth and say, oh, excuse me. That just slipped. No, it didn't. It's you. Amen. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, so I say hallelujah. You know, excuse my French. I had one of those said. I said, I didn't know you speak French. Amen. You can tell the sort of person, you can tell what a person is by usually what slips out of their mouth. Let somebody cut them off and you find out how saved they are. Amen? You let somebody sit in the wrong seat on one of these Sunday mornings. Amen? You find out how saved they are. Amen? Usually what comes out of a person's mouth will tell you what a person is. Because a righteous person, some say righteous. A righteous person, they've learned the walk of faith. How many of you thank God for that? How many of you glad that when you got saved, you figured out, a lot of people figure out, well, I can't do this anymore, I can't do that anymore, and I'm going to read my Bible. There are characteristics that go along with righteous people. Amen. We live a certain way. We're usually friendly. Amen. We usually, somebody say hallelujah, after we've learned about God taking care of us and God blessing us and we lose all of our fear, we're usually turning to givers. Amen. There are certain things that are about us that you can tell about righteous people, people that are on the right path of God. One of the characteristics of a righteous person is this. It says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Somebody say, praise God for that. So as we're learning to walk out this righteous life, we'll be going through situations, we'll be going in circumstances, we'll be dealing with things in all of our life. Amen. And you're going to want to run your mouth. But the righteous person studies the word of God. They study the mind of God. So they know what's the right thing to say and what's the wrong thing to say. They're able to discern a good confession versus a negative confession. Somebody said, the lips of the righteous know what's acceptable before the Lord. He says, oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord. Somebody said, acceptable. Well, if you want to walk in righteousness and receive the fruits of righteousness as a blessing, amen, one of the things you're going to have to do is you're going to have to learn that your words are very, very powerful, amen? Amen. And you want your words to be acceptable before God. You want to speak life and blessings, amen, not curses and damnation and stumbling blocks before people, amen? We can make this better right away. I found out when you start to walk in this, it works right away. It works right away. I started to see results already. Things that I would have crashed 3 weeks ago. And, you know, unless we learn just to shut up. Don't go too far. Things get better right away. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says the heart of the, in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 28. Are we catching anything about the righteous to figure out this thing? Say, hey, this is a Christian thing. Our mouth. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 28. It says this, the heart of the righteous studies to answer. It says, but the mouth of the wicked pours out, some say pours out, evil things. How many of you have been studying the answer? See? Now listen, if you're going to be righteous, that's what you're doing tonight. Whether you realize it or not, you're sitting up here hearing a message about faith and confession. Learning that you're, listen, that the words of your mouth mean something. That life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you're sitting up here and you're trying to figure out, how do I train my mouth so I can say the right thing? In Proverbs chapter 15, 28, it says, the heart of the righteous, somebody say, your spirit is studying to give you words. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, when you're reading the word, that's your spirit. Your spirit's churning and yearning, amen, that it might be able to give you words to speak today. What is your heart trying to do? Somebody say, my heart's studying right now. My heart's before God in prayer. My heart's trying to tell me, what can I say about, you know what? You have to have God give you words to say. Somebody say, training.
Training.
Somebody say, my words are important. First of all, we don't want to say too many. And the little bit of words that we do get to say, we want to make sure that our spirits study. What should my confession be toward my friend? You know, we don't have the right just to go up and blab everything when we speak around people. Our words affect one another. In relationship to you, with me, in our relationship, what is my confession concerning you? What do I say? Do I lift you up? Do I tear you down? Do I give you hope? Somebody say, study.
Study.
When you think about the people you get around, we got to. If we love people enough, we should love them enough to study. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we're able to say the right thing. Parents need to study. I know we got parent, some child, or somewhat young adult out there, amen. But you know what? You need to get before the face of God to study and pray. Study and pray for what? So you have some words to put in your big mouth. Somebody say, study to answer.
Amen.
I'm going to be challenged with some things that come up. Glory to God. People are going to tick you off. You know, I work here in the office and different things happen. Amen. But if you haven't studied to answer, you're going to be challenged with some stuff that's going to make you spew off evil things if you haven't previously studied.
Amen.
You're going to spew out evil if you haven't honestly considered your confession. And if you haven't made it a point to study proper confession, amen, the heart of God, amen, when rough times come and the winds and the waves beat against you, you're not going to be able to spew out the word of God. You're just going to spew out evil, amen? But if you study, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if you study, you'll be challenged with some things. You know, the devil will come to you with those little sales pitches. You're going under, you're going under. That did it. If you studied, amen, you say, no, that's not true. That's not true. My God's a supply, amen. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God that's more than enough. You're going to lose your house. Well, if I do, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken,
amen,
nor seed begging for bread, amen. He's my shelter in a time of trouble. Somebody say, study to answer.
Amen.
You haven't studied to answer, amen, you're going to be speechless, amen. You don't want your spirit to be speechless in a time when you need to be doing some talking.
Amen.
And most of the time when they're speechless, that old flesh man gets in the way. Hold on, I'll talk for you. Amen. Anybody ever had idiot friends? Amen. Barney Fife, you know, Barney Fife would get out there. They'd go into people's house. He'd be running his mouth. First one didn't know what to say, how to say it. He didn't mean anything, but he was the one always doing the talking. If you haven't studied and got yourself a plan, your dumb side is going to do all the talking. So I'm going to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you prepared? Now listen, if you haven't studied for tomorrow, you're going to say dumb stuff. If you haven't studied to answer tonight, you're going to say dumb stuff. If you don't take it seriously, if you haven't really considered your confession for this year. So you have to study to get a confession for the year before you can get a plan. You can't have a, let me tell you what, you'll never fulfill a plan unless you confess it. And you better study to get a good confession for the year. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a great thing to pick up in the beginning of the year. I'm going to fill this whole year with good words. Because you can have all the good intentions you want to. Amen. But until you start to speak those things out, you'll never be able to walk them out. How do you get the supernatural over to the realm of the natural? Do you know confession? Do you know whenever God has something in the heavenlies that he wants to do in the right here and right now, he can only do that, amen, the transport between those things, the transport between the realm of the spirit and the realm of the natural is the spoken word. That's why your confession is so important. You know, those evil things that go on in the realm of the spirit, those things will never manifest until you start to confess them out of your mouth. But you can stop them right where they are, amen, and start to confess the word of God and you'll release the spirit of God. When we say, thy will be done in heaven, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know what that is? That's nothing but a confession. But it will never be done on the earth until you start to say it out of your mouth. You have to find out who God says you are. If you're an overcomer, I don't care if you look like a loser. I don't care if you feel like a loser. I don't care if your bank account tells you you're a loser. I don't care if your education tells you you're a loser. I don't care if your house tells you you're a loser. I don't care if your car tells you you're a loser or the lack of a car tells you you're a loser. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's your confession that will make the difference. Not somebody else. You can change your whole world by running your mouth with the word of God. Some say, go to school. Learn to run your mouth. You can change it. My God, it works rapidly. Just by learning to say the right thing. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm increasing in every way. We're going to make it. Somebody say hallelujah. Confession. You got to, and I'm trying to teach this thing, not trying to sell you something cheap, but I want you to see in the word of God where it's here in the scripture. How righteous people, we learn about David, how David got to do all these things with his life. How he slew, you know, he slew the bear. And he took down Goliath with some stones. How did he do those things? Oh, because he was so special? No, he learned about his mouth. Before he took down that big giant, he said with his mouth, God did this for me, God did that for me, and surely he will deliver me from this Philistine. He spoke it out before he was able to walk it out. Your lifestyle will never, amen, exceed your confession. Ever. It's impossible. If you got a wish-washy confession, you have a wish-washy life. So say, get your mouth together. Yes. How do you get your mouth together? You know, one of the things I've learned too, you know, we like to joke around, you know, different things happen and we think words are not important. Whatever you say, if you just cuss all the time, if you spend half your time cussing and cursing, what do you have in your life? You have what you say. If you've been cussing all day long and cursing all day, guess what you get? Curses. You know? Damn. You know, you say that word. And you wonder why every time you get something going, all of a sudden it gets clogged up. It stops running. It stops moving. It gets muffed up. Amen. Why? Because you damned something that God meant to flow. You've condemned it. I'm teaching the word tonight. We're free, people. I'm not trying to impress anybody. We're free. I got to make it real clear. We're talking about words here. Some people always talking rubbish or rubbish. I wish I could say it, but it'd probably shock you. Amen. You said it probably. Amen. You know, poo-poo, but they don't use the word poo-poo. And all they do every time they turn around, poo, they just confess it. Confess it, confess it. Oh, bam, there it is. And wonder about all around their life they have nothing but stinky poo because all they do is talk about it all day long and it's all they do is all they deal with is that kind of stuff. Whatever you speak is what you get in abundance. Amen. You keep well you butthole and then you realize why you get all these a string of these people in your life because it's all you say out of your mouth. I'm tired of these losers. I'm tired of these losers and then you find out why your energy's gone. And everybody around you is a loser, amen? Because whatever you say out of your mouth is what will manifest around you. I'm sick and tired of being broke. Well, you'll be sick and tired, amen, because you're broke. Whatever you confess is what will manifest. Whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you got to confess good things over your stuff. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. It's good, isn't it?
Amen.
So the heart of the righteous, somebody say the heart of the righteous. That the righteous is that person that knows that God has a good plan for him. That's what the righteous is all about. The righteous is just not people, just not the righteous just trust that God was in line when he said he was going to take care of you and that he was going to see to you that you get to your expected end. Say a hope for the future. Amen. Plan to bless you, not to do you harm. To give you an expected good end. If you trust that, you know, if you trust that plan, you just start to walk in that way. Amen? And that person that's trusting God to give them the good life or to fulfill his will, amen, they're going to study how to talk as they're walking toward the plan that God has for them. Somebody say hallelujah. Now you think, somebody say, if it's so important that our words are so, how many of you have mastered your tongue already? You know what? You can do it on your own. The Bible says that. You can't get the right thing. You want to say the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Good to see you, brother. Hallelujah. It says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Somebody say, thank God for that. Now, we talked earlier about the heart, the righteous man, amen, studies the answer. Somebody say hallelujah. The heart of the righteous studies the answer. Well, why is it studying the answer? Because the right confession is not going to come out of your head. It's going to come from God. So you're going to get in prayer, studying. You're going to get in the Word of God, studying. And as you get in the Word of God, as you get into prayer, God is going to give you good things to say. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. That means the answer, those things that you know, now, of course you know what you don't want to say. He's told you shut up and do all that other stuff. Well, now what can you say? God has got something for you to say. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. If you're going to overcome, God's going to give you something to say that's going to open prison doors. God's going to give you something to say to cause you to come out of debt. God's going to give you something to say to cause people to come to church and souls to get saved. He's going to give you something to say to cause your body to feel better. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God's going to give you something, he's going to give it to you in a word, and all you got to do is speak it. The man said, Lord, only speak the word and my servant will be healed. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say only speak the word. Well, angels hearken unto the word of God. So on you, if his word that he spoke saved that servant, don't you think he could give you a word to change your situation around?
Amen.
To give you what the devil stole from you? Say, only speak the word. You just give me what to say, and if I confess it, so say, only speak the word. My situation will turn around.
Amen.
You can speak that word over blood counts. You can speak that word over chemical imbalances, over anything, dyslexia, any situation. You just confess the word over it, say, only speak the word.
Only speak the word.
When you got a word from God, people, and you speak it out of your mouth, that's God doing it.
Amen.
And when you speak that word, things change.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We spoke that word, hey, this place is going to be going. No matter what, this place is going to go on and do what God wants it to do. No matter what happens, amen, the word of God will go forth. And you know what? The word of God has gone forth.
Amen.
Things have happened. The devil hasn't been able to stop things. Amen. Why? Because the word of God was spoken.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We spoke the word, the Bible. He gave us that word. Listen, they'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen.
Amen.
Though things get rough and things happen, glory to God, they won't bend, glory to God, but they'll be right there. So say, speak the word, and you'll make it.
Amen.
You better find out who hears God. Well, I feel the heat of the Holy Spirit right now. Amen. You better find out when God is prophesying to you and catch out what he's saying. And you just keep repeating it until it starts to manifest. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. We're going to make it out of this. If that's the word, you just say it and God will do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, I want some words. How many believe that? Your heart has to study and you have to get the right words in your mouth. As soon as you get the right words in your mouth, amen, you start to speak it, things change, right?
Amen.
Go to Psalm chapter 81, verse 10. You enjoying this back there, Crystal? Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. Somebody say, thank God for the word. We have more than enough finances. We're healed, redeemed, and set free and delivered, increasing every day. The Lord adding to the church daily. People are coming into the knowledge of God and making a difference. So those that come here are getting saved and hearing God's word and changing.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. That's the word. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 81, verse 10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. All you got to do is open thy mouth wide, and I'll fill it. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a confession. He said, you just open your mouth, and he'll fill it. If he can fill your life, if he can fill your mouth, amen, he'll fill your world with good things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll be satisfied with the fruit of your lips. Amen. If he can fill your mouth, glory to God, with good words, he'll fill your life with good things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, did he bring you out?
Amen.
Did he bring you out of Egypt? Did he bring you out of bondage? Did he change things for you?
Amen.
Then he tells you, I just don't want to bring you out. Now I want to bless you. I want you to open your mouth, that I might be able to speak the things of God through it. Amen. Let me teach your heart. Study so you know what to answer. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good scripture, isn't it?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to Psalm 103, verse 5. He's going to fill our heart, isn't he? He's going to fill our mouth with good words. And the words that we confess, if they're the word of God, they'll produce good things. Psalm chapter 103, verse 5. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody give him praise.
Amen.
So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I used to read that scripture and think he was talking about candy bars and lollipops and just treats and food. I believe he's not talking about food here. I believe he's talking about, amen, the word of God. Somebody say, renewed day by day by the word of God. If God can satisfy your mouth, amen, with a good word, you'll be renewed in his image. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
David knew what he was talking about. Hallelujah. So you got to learn to love the word of God. See, when you hear people talking, I love the word of God. It's just not studying in the word, but thank God for that, amen. But you got to learn to love to confess the word of God. You got to learn when God tells you something or gives you a promise on the inside. You got to learn. Somebody say hallelujah. It said those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. That's what it means. Those that love it, those that love the life of confession and bridling that tongue, amen, and just confessing the scripture, amen, you'll get to eat the fruit of it. He wants to satisfy your mouth. Do you want to have your mouth satisfied? If he can satisfy your mouth, he'll satisfy your world. If any man, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
would confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say that means fill your mouth with the word of God. He will be saved. Praise the Lord. Believe in your heart and confess in with your mouth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Studying by believing in your heart and then confessing with your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm going to talk myself out of this. I'm going to talk my stuff back the devil tried to steal. I'm going to talk myself out of depression. Glory to God. I'm going to talk myself into prosperity. I'm going to talk this foul wind back where it came from. This negative thing the devil's trying to do, amen, it's nothing. I'm going to talk it away. Somebody say hallelujah. Speak the word. Listen, when the storm and sea were raging, and they were out there on that boat, and everybody was screaming and hollering and carrying on, Jesus didn't get out there and start stomping the waves with his feet. He didn't get a broom and try to smooth it out. He just spoke to it. He spoke the word. He said, peace, be still. What did he use? His mouth. Somebody say hallelujah. And his mouth calmed that storm. Some of you got some storms tonight. We got some storms tonight. But we can just say the word. Amen. Peace. And no matter what it is, it'll be finished. Hallelujah. We have to pick this up later. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say peace.
Peace.
In the name
of Jesus.
Glory to God. Why don't you stand right where you are?
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. As you're studying, it says, listen, Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, sweeter than to my mouth than a honeycomb. Proverbs 16:23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. So say, you better teach your mouth. That's what we're learning about. You better go to school. Somebody say, ignorant mouth. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, you're going to get an educated mouth. Educated in the things of God. It's going to open doors for you. Hallelujah. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You can learn. You can learn to change those words around. You don't have to be stuck with the negative confession. Amen. You're not going to be stuck confessing and talking the way you talk. You can get along with Jesus and get along to the praise of prayer, and he'll change your mouth. And as soon as he starts to change your mouth, glory to God, your world will start to change. Amen. Some of your homes can be a whole lot better if you just teach your mouth what to say.
Amen.
Your world would change overnight if you just made it one point. I'm going to teach. Oh, Holy Ghost, get a hold of me and give me something in my mouth. Jesus wants to show up in your home. How will he show up? Speak it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus is the Word of God manifest. That means somebody spoke it, and there he was.
Amen.
God wants to show up, but he'll only show up as you talk him on the scene.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any man confess me. Glory to God. He'll be right there. Thank you, Jesus. Last scripture. Whosoever keepeth his mouth, in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, and his tongue keeps his soul from trouble. Someone say, keep your mouth.
Keep your mouth.
Amen. You'll keep your soul,
keep your
from trouble.
From
somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you're about to fall into trouble, it's your mouth.
Mm.
When that negative thing's about to happen to you, amen, I lost my wallet. Glory to God. I was about to fall into trouble. If the devil got that wallet, boy, he could have really done some damage. Praise God for that.
Amen.
How many of you like that? Isn't that good? That if you lose your wallet, he can do some damage. Hallelujah. So you say, you can have it. Amen. Amen. But he could have done some damage. Glory to God. Amen. But you know what? But that mouth, somebody say, shutting up about it.
Shutting up about it.
Not confessing the negative thing. Thank God I had Brother Jesse in the car. Amen. Say, shut up. Shutting up about it and confessing the right thing and just holding your peace for an extra 15, 20 minutes or an hour. So it kept me out of trouble.
Amen.
It brought it back. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Some people are about to lose, could have lost their job, amen, and if they just kept their mouth, glory to God, just an extra 15 minutes, they would have gotten out of trouble. Some people walking around with black eyes, if they had kept their mouth, just an extra 10, 20 minutes, some people would have kept their marriage together, if they would have just kept their mouth shut another day. Somebody say
hallelujah.
Some people would not cause other people to get discouraged and walk away from the Lord Jesus Christ if they would have just kept their mouth. So say, let's not invite trouble.
Let's not invite
by just keeping our doors, our trap wide open for the devil to move.
Oh.
Let's keep our mouth this year and stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just keep our mouth and we'll stay out of a world of trouble.
Amen.
Bible says he who keeps his mouth keeps his soul. Glory to God from trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone say, thank God for that. How many are glad you caught trouble? Amen?
Amen.
Say, you can't go any farther. This gate is shut. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It only confesses the word of God. It only confesses the good plan of God.
Amen.
Everything's going to be all right in Jesus' name. We're going to make it. There are great things about to happen. Hallelujah. That's just not a desire. Amen. That's just not a wish. That's a promise from the Father.
Amen.
God's about to blow our mind with how good he can be and all he can do.
Yes.
And better than all of that, amen, glory to God, better than him doing all that other stuff is us becoming in his image. Amen. If it's just us
amen, coming to be all that God wants us to be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he can do much more than that if we'd let him.
Oh,
glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful world it would be if we just learned to speak the words of God. Hallelujah. We can start right here.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That was David talking to his own heart. Because if he talked to his own soul, his own heart, it would come out of his mouth. Told his mouth what to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be okay. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm coming out of this. I'm finished. I'm coming out of this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm increasing every day. God's changing things for me. I'm coming closer to his ways. Things are manifesting for me. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. No longer in debt.
No longer in lack.
No longer unsatisfied.
No longer unsatisfied.
But complete in Jesus.
No strife.
No misery.
No misery.
Just sweet peace.
Righteousness.
Peace.
Peace.
And joy in the Holy Ghost. I've got a great life.
I got a great life.
Things are coming together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Well, Brother Jesse, we're yours. Hallelujah. You can cut it off, sister. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're going to get there. Amen. We get to have a little bit more of this on Friday night. Amen.
Friday night's meeting is at 8 o'clock. Amen. If you want to eat, I think we're going to do that at 6. You just have to leave work early. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Or starve.
Amen. We're going to get on to the benefits of a good confession. Amen. We haven't got to the benefits yet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Brother Jay.
Hallelujah. You can turn this down. Is this a little loud to everybody? Hallelujah. Turn it down. Hallelujah. How many of you were here Sunday night?
Amen.
Were you here during the offering Sunday night? Did I say anything unusual or give anyone something to do this week? I think I did, didn't I? Sometimes we let the word of God go forth, and you got to understand, if you've ever been given a word from God, it doesn't originate with you. So not only is it hard if I give you a word, and I say, I feel like you need to do this, not only is it hard for you to take that seriously and do it, it's hard for me to take it seriously and do it. Because you're taking a word from God, and then you're applying it to your life, and that's a difficult thing to do sometimes. But we all know if we want to stay the same, then just do the same thing. But if you want to change, then we've got to learn to change some things. And I really felt impressed to tell y'all this week to confess the word of God over your finances only. And resist any temptation to say anything else other than the word of God regarding your finances. How many of you have made it a point? Now, be honest. How many of you have made it a point to do that this week? If you want to raise your hand, I did it. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to impress me or anybody else. This is for you. I will tell you that Monday, God did something for me. Monday, the very next day. So this stuff works, and I want to encourage you. I just want to give you that testimony. I want to encourage you. Do it. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Just do it. We have to train our mouth. It takes practice. If you can practice this week and receive a small blessing, then you'll perfect it next week and receive a greater blessing. You'll be able to handle more. Amen? So that's all I'm going to say. But Pastor Rod's been teaching on the tongue, and we would cheat ourselves if we didn't take it to heart and practice it. And especially in the area of money. I mean, that's God moves fast in that area, and that's, you can see the results right away. When you get money, you know it. You feel it. You see the difference. Amen? So I want you to practice that. Will you do that with me? Just refuse to honor the devil by speaking fear over your finances, doubt, the negative. Only speak the word. Amen? Only. All right, you can stand. I hate talking about money. But you know, well, no, I don't. I don't. I love it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, because you'll never get it unless you learn to love
it. Well, I love, that's right. I take it back. But, you know, until, it's hard because people don't realize that you don't just make up stuff. That if God gives it to you, you've got to obey it just like everybody else, you know, if you want to be blessed. So it's just, I'm hearing it just like you're hearing it. So if we'll all participate together, it will change your life. I promise you that, okay? Amen? It's a hard thing to do. I shared that the first thing I learned to do was to stop speaking negative and stop speaking altogether about certain things, and that was better than nothing. But then the real stretch was learning to speak the positive. It was easier for me just to shut up, but learning to speak the positive was just like pulling my teeth. I mean, when you don't feel like it, it's like cracking a smile when you are burning up inside. I mean, you don't want to do it. It's the last thing. That's the flesh. But speaking the positive, do it this week. I don't care how hard or silly it may seem. And take it serious. Take it serious. This is not just a game. This is not a contest. It's not phony, even though you may not feel it. This is serious business, okay? You're honoring God. It's not just about being real. You're honoring God with your mouth, okay? So you can stand up, and we'll receive this offering. We're not going to take the offering. We're going to receive it. If you're giving by cash and you'd like an offering envelope, I've got some for you. Amen. If you like one, raise your hand. All right. Praise God. If you've got your offering, just lift it up and begin to pray over it. And just for a little practice, just find something good real quick to say concerning your finances and just speak it out loud. Lord, I thank you, Father, that every debt is being canceled, Father. Everything is being paid off that's in my life, Father. I thank you, Lord, the increase is coming into my life by your leadership. It's your desire to bless me, Father. It's your desire to prosper me. Hallelujah. You are the one who gives us the power to get wealth, Father. I thank you, Father, that is your pleasure, that you delight in the prosperity of me and of those with me, Father, your people. We thank you, Father, and we speak the word of God over our finances. And we declare that good things are going to happen. We speak increase, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor for it, Father, because it's you who gives us that power. We don't do it in and of ourselves. So we honor you with obedience and giving, and we honor you with our lips, Father. And I thank you, Father, that your miraculous power is being manifest as we allow you to grab a hold of our finances and your will to take charge, Father, over our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, you can give. Amen.